Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Todd Pinula with your sports report. A busy day on the sports scene. We start off local as it is Football Friday. Several area teams are getting into conference play, and KFMO will bring you a matchup of undefeateds. The Central Rebels travel to Perryville to take on the Pirates this evening. Both teams are 2-0, but Central leads the conference with 89 points, while Perryville has allowed the fewest with 29. Despite an output of 55 points last week, Central head coach Corey Schweiss isn't resting on his laurels. Even with last week's offensive output, Coach Schweiss says there is still room for improvement.
We've got a lot of work to do, though. We're not where we want to be for sure. We've got to shore up some things, but right now I'm kind of pleased with how they're performing. I thought we got better, but I thought we had a really good week of practice this week, and hopefully we're a little bit better this week than we were last week.
The Rebels battle the Pirates in their first road test of the year. Coverage on KFMO begins at 6:30, and kickoff is at 7. Other matchups on the gridiron include a conference matchup between Potosi and Fredericktown. Potosi is the host. DeSoto will be at North County as both teams try to pick up their first win of the season. Farmington goes down to Poplar Bluff. St. Genevieve will travel to New Madrid Central. Festus hosts Windsor. Hillsboro is at Seckman. Valley Catholic will have a weekend game in an afternoon on Saturday against St. Francis Borgia. Other local sports this evening will be high school volleyball. Valley Caledonia takes on Steelville on the road, as does West County, as they will be at Herculaneum. St. Genevieve is in the Cape Notre Dame tournament. They are taking on Cape Central. In softball, St. Genevieve is also in action as they are in the Cape Notre Dame Softball Fest. They play against Oran. And in fall baseball this evening, Bismarck is at Steelville. The St. Louis Cardinals are red hot right now. The team has won 6 straight and opened up a 4-game lead in the National League Central. The Cardinals face the Brewers for the 2nd game out of 4 this evening. Despite the streak and a decent cushion in the division, manager Mike Matheny says his team isn't going to be setting things to cruise control.
They got a long way to go, and they've had a good start. They've been going strong since the beginning, and we're just hoping that we can put together a good long string here and not look any further past each individual game, which I think the guys have done very well all season long, is not make any more of any one game, any one series.
John Lackey goes for the Cardinals tonight. He's 2-1 with the Redbirds and 13-8 overall. He's got a 3.74 ERA. He goes against Mike Fears, who is 4-2 with a 1.93 ERA for the Brewers. The Birds go for win 78 this evening and a chance to push the lead to 5 games up over the Brew Crew. Coverage on B104 begins at 6:15 and first pitch is at 7:10 from Miller Park. The St. Louis Rams open their season this Sunday. Sam Bradford will not be under center. While this is not news to anyone, Bradford is still stinging from the fact. Bradford says he is still stunned by the injury and says originally he thought it was not very serious. Bradford says he was actually pain-free once he got to the sideline and says while the situation is not ideal, he tries to stay positive.
Well, physically, I actually feel great right now. My knee feels great. There's no pain. I think if you saw me walking around, you'd probably have no idea that my ACL was torn. So that's a positive. Obviously, mentally, it's tough, to put all the work into it and rehab. And get back to full strength and then to have it, taken away in a preseason game, I'm not really sure I can describe, what it feels like, but, I'm just taking it one day at a time right now and, focusing on getting it fixed and, starting rehab again and coming back, as strong as ever.
Bradford says he will have surgery again, though a date has not been chosen, and it will be with Dr. Andrews. Bradford says while rehab will be his focus, he does plan to be around the team.
I enjoy being around here. Hopefully, the guys and Sean enjoy having me around. It's going to be pretty similar to last year. I'll be rehabbing here and, sitting in on meetings, going out to practice when I can and just offering, my ideas when I have them and just trying to help Sean and just, be an ear and an eye for him.
The St. Louis Rams kick off their season for 2014 with Sean Hill under center this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. The season kicks off at 11 with coverage on 1240 KFMO, and the game gets started at noon. That'll wrap up your sports report. For more sports news from high school to the Rams, Cardinals, and Blues, outward to the national scope, you can check out our Facebook page. You can link to that through the website at KFMOsports.com or go straight to Facebook and search KFMO/B104Sports. From the Chris Offenberg Chevrolet Buick GMC Sports Desk, I'm Todd Panula, KFMO Sports.